Welcome to Fear the Boot. My name is Dan.
My name is Chad.
This is Wayne.
And my name is Pat.
If you hear any popping or explosions in the background...
That's the zombie apocalypse happening right here in St. Peter's.
No, if the zombie apocalypse was happening...
You were trying to say zombie apocalypse.
I know, maybe a cocklift. I don't know what I was trying to say. But no, I was saying that we wouldn't be podcasting. If we did, it'd be a much more interesting show. It's just around here, for some reason, holidays get taken real seriously in this part of town. Mm-hmm. So the 4th of July celebrations start about 2 weeks in advance.
Christmas started last month.
Carl and I have been listening to fireworks now for several days, which has been fun because it also upsets two of the dogs. So this may be a somewhat noisy show, but we'll do our best. Let's roll right into a topic. I think we're going to do kind of a short topic roundup this episode because we've got several topics that we want to talk about. And I could be wrong. We'll see how they go. But I don't see any one of them stretching out for like 40 minutes or anything.
You've obviously never listened to Fear the Boot.
What do you want to start with? Interrogation?
But you know who does listen to Fear the Boot?
Not me.
And knows exactly who's on every episode? That one guy.
What one guy?
No. Oh, Pat's all bitter because somebody on Facebook was saying that Chad and I have done a great job.
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter.
Actually.
Over the last two episodes.
Actually, I'm sorry. Neither of which
Chad was on.
Let me read this. And because this is great.
This is outstanding.
At Saving the Game, a sincere thank you to Dan and Chad,
Colors,
of At Fear the Boot, mm-hmm. for their excellent podcasting advice over the past, now mind you, I haven't been on in a month, and Dan's only been on once in the past 2 weeks, over the past 2 weeks.
What I get out of that, guys, Pat, is they're thanking them for not being there and letting us shine.
No, I don't think that's what they're saying at all.
I think what happened was you guys have made content so terrible that in his mind, he just blacked out those episodes and replaced them with an invented memory mm-hmm. of yes. fantastic you know episodes like he would normally expect.
He's probably right, Wayne. I blame the editing.
Well, you know what they say, when your brain cannot remember something, your mind tends to fill it in with mm-hmm. plausible memories.
Yes.
And I think what happened here is we have standard mm-hmm. sort of witness cognition
yeah.
where he had to sit through a Pat episode and his brain just cut it out. And he just recalls these two episodes that didn't occur mm-hmm. where Chad and I just rocked the mics yeah. the way we always do.
We do.
With our yep. fresh beats and our unstoppable
our
rhymes.
Our lyrics, our yep. smooth flow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Which is, in fact, remarkable.
Yes.
And that's what happened. So Saving the Game, you're welcome. You are so welcome.
It's what we
and
do.
And thank you for thanking us mm-hmm. for what we do, when we do, what you remember we do.
That's right.
You know, your flow might be smooth, but you know what's never smooth for me? When I try to do an interrogation in a game.
No, that's so
yeah, or transition topics.
Yeah.
All right, that's a little rough.
Not quite up to our usual Dan and Chad are great standards, yeah. but we'll go into interrogations.
Okay, well, I'm done
moving
talking.
On to our next topic. All right, interrogation. So this came up.
Pat's got this, you motherfuckers look on his face.
Well, Pat's
just priceless.
Pat's still bitter about trendy shirt.
F***ing trendy shirt.
There is reason to be bitter about trendy
yes,
shirt.
So
it is a wrong
so.
Concept.
For anyone who's not familiar with trendy shirt, there's a product that I had never heard of before tonight. Wayne introduced me to it, and I Googled it, managed to find an ad for it on YouTube. Trendy shirt, it's a women's clothing item that's basically a tube of cotton fabric that appears to be, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 inches tall, that basically you wear from kind of like, I guess, just right below the hips up through part of your stomach.
It's not a truss or a girdle. It doesn't shape or hold anything.
Right. It's just so
it's a covering.
It's a covering. So if you sit down, your panties don't show. Or if you reach
whale
up.
Whale tail doesn't yeah. show.
Exactly.
Or if yeah. you reach up, your belly doesn't show. And the first thought that came to my mind was, wow, this just sounds stupid because it sounds like a dickie for women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pat took a little bit more umbrage with it.
Well, yeah, of course I do. It's horrible. It's like, well, you know, it's the product that shouldn't be. It's a sacred thing that you love to see, and now you're cock blocked by it. It's horrible because the way they sell it is also to have the look of wearing a shirt under your shirt without wearing a shirt under your shirt. It's just stupid. This is horrible.
My thing is
that's why I likened it to a dickie.
Yeah.
Why would you wear a dickie? Why not just actually wear?
I know, and that's the thing that they do. You see this a lot. You see the. they wear the double shirt. So they've got the second shirt underneath the one, their main shirt that's longer that goes down.
You think
that's
they the do. Whole, maybe yeah, you've that's been the looking whole at reason that
they're doing it. Yeah. But yes, it's horrible.
My thing was I watch a thing and it's made to where the chick's fat gut doesn't fall out or their big ass and their tramp stamp doesn't show. But my thing is, why don't they just get a shirt that fits in the first place? Why do they get a shirt that's three sizes too small on them?
Because they want to show their tramp stamp.
Well, I mean, okay, so they want to show off their tramp stamp and their muffin top. Okay, I get that. But then they put this thing on and they don't want to show that off. Yes. And that's fine, too. Well, why not just get a bigger shirt?
So while we're on these kind of subjects, I also don't like the shorts that have the words written on the back of them.
You know, on their butts? Those are awful.
Yeah, the chicks that wear shorts with words on their ass.
Yeah.
And then they get all and been out of shape when you're reading their ass.
Well, yeah, you're sitting there.
Hey, have you ever seen one of those girls with one of the shirts that says "Stop staring, just touch them"?
No. Now that I would, yeah, that's fine. That's different, but yeah, it's.
I mean, a girl goes walking by, and you're not even thinking salacious thoughts, except for Pat, who's always thinking salacious thoughts. You're not thinking extra salacious thoughts.
Yes, but then she walks by. I'm looking at her ass anyway, and it says "juicy," and then that, you know, that's of course. Yeah. It's like, oh, so your ass is juicy. Okay. This is fantastic.
You might want to get that looked at.
The ones I hate where it says, there's like, the Pledge of Allegiance in 30-point font.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing. I don't want to be reading War and Peace on some chick's ass.
Well, you never know.
No. Okay, Wayne.
Rule 34.
Hey, man.
I guess.
Hey, fat chicks need loving, too.
You know, and we still have one thing we're not...
God, we're losing women listeners and left.
Yeah, we still have one thing we're not clear about, too. On the way back from dinner, there's a girl in the next car over that's flirting with either Chad or me. I'm not sure which.
Well, here's the thing. When he says
"I was just
girl,"
purse.
He means 12-year-old girl.
Yes. Someone that neither one of us want to have anything to do with is trying to flirt with us in the next car over.
Yay.
And everyone in the car is laughing.
Wait,
so I say she was flirting with you because I don't want any part of that.
No, it wasn't flirting. It's the fact that Chad, you're wearing your hat.
Yeah.
You're wearing a hat in a car, and this 12-year-old girl seeing somebody wearing a hat like that, it just blew her f-ing mind because why are you wearing a hat? So she's all, tee-hee-hee, look, he's wearing a hat.
You got three girls in the back of the car just busting up laughing at it.
Because Chad doesn't
she's wearing her damn trendy
Chad,
top.
Chad is not wearing it's not a ball cap. You wear a fedora.
Right.
It's a very classy hat, but it's like a gentleman's hat.
What type of hat is that?
This is a fedora.
It is a fedora.
It is a fedora.
I know my hats.
I didn't say you were wrong. I just asked
for
clarification.
It's not a pork pie. It's not a
bowler.
It's not a bowler. It's not a rim down.
A rim job? What?
No, it's
a rim shot.
They have this one. It's called like a rim down or something. It's where the edge is really short. And
But it's not a hat that you commonly see on people.
It's not the Indiana Jones wide brimmed fedora. It's just like a 1930s. Basically, if you've ever seen the Blues Brothers, it's what that is.
Yep. All right. Now, trendy top is stupid. But I am glad there's a clothing company that makes clothing for men.
You ever worn a Dickie?
I'm not talking about Dickies.
No, have you ever worn
one? No, I've never worn a Dickie.
Why would you?
I have worn a Dickie.
Why?
Because I was a small child, and when you're really tiny, when you're a small kid, you wear what your parents tell you to wear, and
that's
true. 1982.
Yes. No, I've worn a lot of horrible clothes that were my parents' idea, but never a Dickie.
Yes.
There was a definite change in my wardrobe between when I was living at home and when I was an independent selfish, my whole closet changed over.
Right.
But having said that,
you know, to totally interrupt you on that, what you're saying,
right.
I was the same way. You know, there was what my parents bought me. And then when I sort of turned to a teenager and then got older and got my own clothes and moved out and all that stuff, my wardrobe entirely changed.
Yeah.
It's going through a different change now.
Okay.
My dad is in semi-retirement. So my dad is changing his wardrobe because he's at a different stage in life. So his wardrobe's changing. My dad and I are the same size. So I'm getting all of my dad's clothes, which is different than what they dressed me in when I was a kid, right? So it's like this third option of clothing that I have.
You're going to come wearing a f-ing polyester suit.
This shirt I'm wearing now is my dad's shirt. This is my dad's shirt.
See, I remember
it says it says Napoli Food Service on it.
Ah, there you go.
Then you used to be a food broker.
The number one reason to get a job as a teenage kid was to buy your own clothes, so you're not dealing with what your
actually
parents
was to play
buy you
video
anyway.
Games.
Yeah, I don't know what the video universe you're growing up in.
And actually, the number one
reason I got a job so I'd have money to spend on porn.
The number one reason I got
you
a job.
Have woods near your house?
Yeah,
yeah.
He lived on the farm.
I lived on a farm.
There were no people that went into those woods to hide porn for him to find.
Yeah, I had acres of woods, but there was no porn in there.
All he got was ticks.
Yeah,
that's true.
Much. But no, I got a job so I could play video games and also support my friend, who shall remain nameless, who didn't have a job and supported that a**hole's video game habit as well.
So, I don't know what clothing company is without looking it up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a clothing company that specializes in clothing for men, and they're trying to make clothes that kind of fit what men want out of clothes. Like, for example, they have this line they call the ballroom jeans. Now, something they've got that I need because of just I have a weird build to my body.
You're a skinny I hate you.
But I'm tall, though.
Yes.
And so if I'm to get a shirt that fits me in terms of my thickness, okay, because I have an ectomorphic body frame. Yeah. I have to get a medium.
The thickness that isn't thick, yes.
Right, I have to get a medium. Well, the bitch with a medium is, I think this is actually a large I'm wearing right now, but a medium does not come down far enough.
Sure.
So if I so much as sit down, lean down, anything.
Oh my God. You know what you need?
No.
I have the perfect product for you.
This same company that makes the ballroom jeans, they make a shirt. It's like the No More Plumber Crack shirt or something like that. It's a shirt. It's not a fake shirt. It's a real shirt. But they make their shirts like 3 or 4 inches longer than other companies make their shirts. So if I get a medium from them, it will fit like a medium around the top, but it will have the length of like a large or an extra large.
That's actually becoming more common, and it's not Eddie Bauer, for one, does that, because I do the same thing. I've got a sort of a long torso. I buy the tall versions of shirts because I'm the same way. I've got some shirts that are so short that if I raise my arms up, I'm showing my midriff, and that's not something you want to see.
No, it's not.
So yeah, I buy.
Speak for
yourself. It's just that it's not
the truffle shuffle to get into the podcast.
It's not the whole big and tall thing. It's just tall. They call it the tall.
Oh my God,
it's
I
tall.
See it in my mind.
Bad, do the truffle shuffle.
No.
Remember Goonies? There was only one kid who was big enough to do the truffle shuffle.
I know.
How times have changed.
Yeah. That was back when childhood obesity was rare and comical.
Yes.
As
instead
opposed
of
to
the norm.
The norm, yes.
Oh, we're all fat. Except Dan. Let's eat him. Never mind. There's nothing to eat.
I know.
It's all bone and skin.
Wouldn't be very satisfying.
You know, I'm doing the whole new wardrobe thing, too.
And smugness.
I've been doing the whole new wardrobe thing, too, because I have a friend who's losing weight, but he's losing it faster than me. So he'll get out of a clothes style just as I get down into that.
Nice.
And suddenly I'll get his clothes.
So let me work through the timeline here. I'm the second child of four, and my parents were friends with families that had kids slightly older than us. So I got, as a kid, this mishmash of hideous hand-me-down clothes, okay, which is 75 to 90% of the reason why I looked like such a freaking nerd growing up. Get out of that, get out of my own, get some my own clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone around this table is gainfully and well-employed. Mm-hmm. Chad's now getting old man hand-me-downs, and Wayne's getting you're fatter than me hand-me-downs.
I'm getting nice stuff, though. My dad dresses well.
I tried to escape this because it's like
a nice shirt. You.
Okay, it is
your
a nice shirt
has a parrot on it.
I didn't put the parrot on it, but this was from the pay trip to New York.
And somebody gave that to you?
To speak about my pay trip.
The pants I get from Sari are lovely pants. I love walking around in his pants.
I bet.
You found any bombs in them?
No.
No.
He leaves those at the airport.
Well, when I was young, I got all my brother's hand-me-downs. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I didn't. And I got all my nephew's hand-me-downs. Oh, wait. No, I was the oldest nephew. Cousin or
cousin,
whatever. Yeah, cousin. I was the oldest cousin. Everything I owned was new, and I was an only child, so everything I owned was mine. I love Dan's look. That he gave me the look of, I have three siblings, you're an asshole.
It wasn't just the siblings. My parents were friends with people and kids older than we were. I had two brothers above tax who I've never met to this day. But if I didn't have to wear their awful ass clothes and get my ass kicked for their awful ass clothes. So you YouTube kids, and you to the parents who bought these poor kids those things, who got their asses kicked before Tex got his ass kicked before I got my ass kicked. Are you happy?
You know what I hated? I hated being dragged off to the department store like Famous Bar and Dillard's and all that every school year and having to try on new clothes.
Good. Oh, same thing here, except for me. It didn't start at the store.
Yeah.
It ended at the store after my mom went through like three huge boxes of bullshit clothing that got handed me down from I don't know what kind of dysfunctional East European family that I had to go through. Before
Matt's shaking his head because he just clothed themselves in mud and leaves out on his farm. See, I was like, a nature boy. You just ran around naked and dirty.
He's like, what? As long as you have enough ticks and fecal matter, you can clothe anything.
I was actually lucky.
It's new every season.
I was actually lucky one year. My sister came over and she stops my parents like, no, we're done. I am taking him clothes shopping this year.
Yeah, I had no such intervention. No such guardian angel. Now, Carl and I obviously don't have kids, but many of our friends and family do. And I have enough fashion sense to dress myself without looking horrible. That's about it. Carl has really good fashion sense. So she is going to be there to intervene on behalf of these children to save them from the things that we had to go through. But no, seriously, I hated trying on clothes the same as you. But trying on clothes typically was an all-day affair. Yeah. Literally all day. Yeah. That started off with going through boxes and boxes of hand-me-downs. When I say box, I don't mean like a little shoe box. I mean like a bit like 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot box.
And then when you get to the store, it isn't about finding what looks nice or what you want them to wear. First, you got to find the deal. And then then you have to find what fits within that picked over carrion pile of deal crap.
Yeah, there's a reason this shirt is being sold for $1.
You know the adult equivalent of this?
What?
Going with your wife shopping. This is what I do. I'm sitting there on my cell phone online. She's like, how does this look? Fine. Are you done yet? We've been here for an hour.
Wayne.
And then my battery starts to die on my phone, and I'm starting to get worried. What am I going to do if the phone dies? I'm going to have to be sitting here in the middle of the store with all this clothes around and nothing to do.
Wayne, let me go ahead and spell out for you what's going on there. You're a bitch. All right? Let me tell you how clothes shopping works in my household. When I'm shopping for myself, I go to Amazon.com. Only if I cannot find what I want on Amazon.com do I go to another store, by which I mean something else ending in .com. When Carla wants clothing, she says, I'm going to go buy clothing. She goes wherever. I don't even know where she goes. Target? Don't know.
Magic Fairyland?
Magic Fairyland. She goes to Narnia. She walks out the door. Aslan gifts her clothing. She comes back. Aslan picks out some weird looking purses, but you know what? Who am I to argue with the Jesus allegory lion? So I
they
just
do each other's nails.
I just accept these things, you know? I don't know. So she comes back because Sir Tumnus gave her this or that. And I'm okay with that. But she comes walking back in and she has clothing. There is only one time I go clothing shopping with her. Two times, actually. Does anyone want to guess what two times where she asked me, what do you think of this? And I actually do something other than stare at the computer screen is?
Bathing suits and lingerie?
You're half right. Swimwear and cosplay stuff. When she's trying to figure out whether that looks like Laura Croft or not, I have an opinion. When she's trying to ask me if this or that looks fat or is in style or matches these shoes, I'm nowhere to be found. I don't have to look at a phone because I'm not there. I'm in a different zip code at the time.
You know how I go shopping? Christmas and my birthday. Uh-huh. I basically ask for clothes of people who have a lot better taste than I do.
Yeah.
Because it's not that I have good taste or even bad taste. I have no idea. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just not something that's on my radar.
No, I'm with you.
So,
which is why, in my case, what I did was I just worked out a handful of looks that work.
Right.
These colors, these sizes, these brands work. And I stay within that little circle.
So
I do not stray.
So I ask for clothing for Christmas and my birthday. And so twice a year,
man,
I get
clothing shopping is like the village for me. Except, well, I guess the ending's equally predictable and samey.
So, but I get these boxes and boxes of clothes, and I go through them, and I'm like, yep, yep, Yep. Ooh, no, no, yes, yes, yes. And then the ones I say no to have a gift receipt with them or something, and I give them to Dawn. I'm like, here, go get something for yourself, or something for me, or three things for Sky. I don't care. And then I just go with it. And then I go over to my dad's, and he's like, my computer's broken. And I'm like, 5 minutes. There, it's working now. And then suddenly he piles all this food on me. He piles all this clothing on me. It's great. My life is wonderful.
So have you guys ever noticed going through, like, clothes phases? Because, like,
I love Pat's expression through this whole thing. I wish this were a video episode. It would just
that is true.
Be on Pat all the time while we Pat, talk.
I'm just waiting until we get to a gaming time.
This is why nobody remembers you being on the show. This is why nobody remembers you being on the show.
You know,
you just sit there, and you have this, like, California raisin expressive face.
It's great.
But he never actually says anything. He's like the claymation edition to our podcast. All kinds of visual gags.
So,
clothing phases, Wayne.
As a teenager, I went through my goth phase where I wore all black. I had a European head chains. And the fangs was during that period.
After, did you paint your fingernails?
No. Never did fingernails. Oh. So after that.
Lipstick, mascara?
No.
Face paint?
No.
Just the fangs.
I wasn't that far
gone. Fangs were your plateau.
That yes, was the crest. That was the limit.
Okay. Fair enough. So then,
I bet you were a ball shaver, though.
No.
Oh, what?
Wow.
There's your soundbite.
So, but well, a new button got put on the soundboard.
Yep, that's a non sequitur album, but I like it.
But I go from the goth phase to the what I at the time I would probably have thought of as the preppy phase, where I'm wearing T-shirts with a button-up shirt over it like a jacket. And it suddenly goes from being all black to being a lot of browns and lighter colors. And then I start working somewhere where I have to do all polo shirts. Mm-hmm. And suddenly my entire wardrobe shifts to khakis and polo shirts.
Wayne, all right, let me back you up there. That middle phase. The browns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A ginger and earth tones do not work.
You are a metro bitch. You know that?
No, that is not a metro bitch. Uh-huh. Put him in a green shirt. What do you have? You have Christmas. Okay.
Fair enough.
Put him in a
fair
brown point. Shirt. I mean, what do you, red and brown? Who thought those colors went together?
I have no idea, you metro bitch.
Well, my hair was still a little bit black at that point.
You're welcome.
I take such good care of myself just for you.
You do. I appreciate it.
My hair was dyed black during that point and coming in red, so it looked like I had a bald streak going down my part.
Wayne's awkward confession.
Wayne, you are a goddamn train wreck. You really are.
Wow.
I really
am. I thought we could dig no lower. I mean, when we found Chris Hussey with his sandwich board rolling around in the prison outside of Gen Con, and we rehabilitate him onto a podcast, a man so foul and so dangerous, we can't even have him in the same state in which we podcast.
Yes.
We had to find a state whose laws were lax enough to allow him to be on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow we find Wayne.
Speaking of that, I actually checked the website today to see if there were any sex offenders near my house. And there are none. Not within 2,000 feet of my house. Gosh. I am happy.
We have Hussey's address.
Oh.
The last time I did that, Wayne, is I went on crime reports. I looked up around my house. There's nothing. I looked around where I work. It looks like someone vomited clip art.
Yeah, it's the same thing for me. When I bring up work, people are working jobs around where I work. But at home, nothing. My old apartment, filled. That entire apartment complex, I think, was a haven for
that
it.
That was actually a really scuzzy apartment complex. My sister-in-law lived
there. All right. So
my parents met there in the 70s.
Was she on the list?
No, she was not. Nor were her three children or her husband. So,
worst piece of clothing you ever had growing up. The one that just made you...
Probably the Dickie I wore. But you know what else I wore? Which was f***ing awesome.
Okay, if you can go below... Awesome, all right. So you awesome. You're going above the Dickie, not below.
When I was in the first grade, I wore leather cowboy boots. Brown leather cowboy boots.
Okay, that's awesome. Better than a Dickie.
It was like, what, 1981 yeah, or something
I had
like
a
that.
Pair, too. Awesome. I did not wear them, but I did have a pair. I owned a pair.
Tie-dyed hyperactive T-shirt. The kind that you put your hand on and the heat changes the color of it. That would be my worst.
That sounds awesome. Lee, terrible.
It was bad.
It sounds awesome to like toy with when you're not wearing it.
Yeah.
And think, wow, I'm never going to wear this. But this is kind of cool. I'll take this out as a point of discussion during conversations or podcasts.
Yeah, I wore it.
I had an all-wool jumper. When I was a kid, I was probably like 5 or 6 years old that my parents dressed me in, and I f***ing hate wool. I always have because it's scratchy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got just, one I hate more
itches
than wool.
You, and it's just, it's horrible pleather? Material. And it was,
oh, no. I'll take pleather and
it
wool.
Was the whole thing, and it was traumatic. I remember to this day, it had footballs on it. It was blue. My it was blue
you
and yellow
so
and had
much.
Footballs, and it was f***ing wool.
My parents
and I wore it in the summer. It was wool. Summer.
In Missouri.
What the fuck?
We get 80% humidity.
And it's 100 degrees.
I had a t-shirt that was a prisoner of war. I had a t-shirt that was a prisoner of war missing in action t-shirt. And I was a kid and had no idea what any of that meant. So I was wearing my Pow Mia shirt.
My Pow Mia.
I had no idea. It was
I'm
something they bought at the flea market.
Get together with Soku in the next episode. I want Pow Mia. I'm on team Pow Mia. I'm sorry, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yes.
So, all right. The worst clothing I had two of them.
Mm-hmm.
There is something worse than wool, Pat. There is something, I believe.
Corduroy.
No, worse than corduroy.
I had a lot of corduroy pants.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have a religious moment here on the show, all right? I know we try to keep that off the show.
Yeah.
But if you do not, A, believe in God, and B, believe that this God is capable of wrath, you have never had to wear velour.
The hell is velour?
I've heard
velour. See, that's the thing. This is so awful. It's like
I'd
the thing
that, one
that, like, you walk into the tavern, you roll bardic knowledge, and one guy in the back corner has heard legends of velour.
That's but it. I've heard velour all the time.
The man has just walked in, pale face and startled, with a writ from the king saying velour is real and it has returned.
So what is it?
Velour is
coming.
I don't
know. It is horrible. Velour is like straight out of the 1970s. It is fuzzy on the outside. And on the inside, not only is the fabric scratchy, but it seems, I swear, are knit with steel thread. And the only part I'm making up is a steel thread. It is the most god-awful, uncomfortable, unfashionable. I mean, these were like brown and yellow shirts, really deep cut, I don't know, not collars, but like V-necks or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuzzy on the outside, scratchy like sandpaper on the inside. These velour shirts are the most hideous thing. Our podcasting topic, we're not probably going to get to, is interrogation. You want to successfully get information from anybody, forget waterboarding, forget thumbscrews, put them in a velour shirt, make them A, go in public, and B, wear it for a long period of time.
I bet there's a kink out there for velour suits.
Oh, I know there is. I just remembered I had the strangest shoes growing up. I remember this pair of shoes I had that were, they were like high tops. But the inner lining was something that came out of it and that you would wear as a house shoe. And then you could flip these things inside out. Has anyone even heard of these things?
Wait, shoes you could turn inside out? No.
It was, the inner lining of them was what came out with you. And you flip them inside out. You could wash them.
Man, so I'm busting Shannon's balls right now. For those of you at home, Shannon is a guy that I used to work with, and then Chad and Wayne worked with him, and now I work with him again. He got those toe shoes.
I f***ing hate those things. I f***ing hate them. That, you know what? Those are as bad as a goddamn no shirt. Freaks.
So Pat,
I hate those shoes.
Pat,
why?
Wait,
I hate
hold
them.
On. Time out.
It's f***ing freaky.
Pat described to us, what is a toe shoe?
It's those f***ing shoes where you're wearing the shoes and they, at the end of them, they go around your toes. So it's like you're wearing f***ing gloves on your feet.
And why is it terrible?
It's just, it's not natural. It just looks f***ing weird. It's like, I don't want to look
at something,
you know,
more natural than toes on feet.
What's a great look, a real great, well, I'm not a, I what's a great look is to see some asshole, in, you know, dressed in business casual. You know, he's got the Dockers and the nice button down shirt on, and he's wearing. It's like he's wearing toe shoes. It's like you might as well have worn flip flops to work. God damn, I hate those things.
The only shoes that piss me off are the ones with the wheels in them, where it's like a skate built
shoes. Yeah, the skate.
Every time I see
shoes, that's what they are. Skate shoes.
Every time I see those, I have the uncontrollable desire. I have to hold it in to just clothesline them as they go by.
Well, yeah, that's because the little f***ers that are wearing them are usually annoying. But no, the toe shoes. God damn, I hate those things.
So Shannon has these toe shoots.
Wool toe shoes.
I hate Shannon.
So I
punch him in the mouth.
I was familiar with toe shoes. I was aware of their existence. This is the first time I'd actually seen anyone wearing them.
You know what they do? They line toe shoes with wool.
I probably do.
And each one comes with a trendy top.
Yeah.
And so I sat Shannon down. I'm like, all right, Shannon, I got to talk to you. Toe shoes. Okay. I'm like, why are you wearing them? And he's like, well, I like it because, you know, I get a lot of flexibility on my feet and whatever. You know, it's almost like I'm wearing no shoes at all. I'm like, wait a minute, stop. You say it's like you're wearing no shoes at all. Like, how thick are the soles? Oh, not very. Like, I hardly even feel them. So what if you step on something sharp, or like even like gravel? He's like, oh, it actually kind of hurts. Okay. I said, assuming you don't have toe socks as well, do you wear socks? He's like, no. I'm like, so they start to stink? Yeah. I'm like, so, okay, what then? Well, then you have to wash them. Are they waterproof? Because I see there's all these ventilation marks all over them to keep your feet cool. So I said, I'm guessing you can't, like, walk through water, snow drifts? Oh, no, absolutely not. So I was like, I'm down to, what's the point?
Yeah. The cost-benefit analysis, comfy. We'll have to take the word. Comfortable shoes may look horrible, may drive Pat insane. Comfortable, sure. Comfortable, check. Benefit. Not waterproof, make your feet stink, hard to walk in gravel. Like,
Stupid.
It looks fucking stupid to Pat.
It's like house slippers.
Yeah.
I get it as far as comfortable goes. You've lost me anywhere beyond that. If you are taking this in public farther than, hell, in this case, I don't know how you can get the paper in them, because apparently house slippers will protect your feet better. But I'm like, Shannon, this is why I wear Bates combat boots, because of the fact that... Because
you're baiting?
So I'm baiting. I'm a... No. Because I can walk through water unless it goes over the boot. It's like nothing. Mm-hmm. Walk through a snowdrift. Step on nails. Don't even notice until I click, click, click on tile. I'm like, hey, there's a nail in my boot. Pull it out and throw it aside for somebody else in their toe shoes to step on. But it's like, it has truly brought to life the geometric truth that the shortest distance between any two points is a straight line. And if that straight line happens to be mud, puddles, snowdrifts, nails, it doesn't matter. I reach the door quickly because of the fact that my shoes do what shoes are supposed to do, which is protect your feet.
I don't get those shoes at all, and I don't get the socks that have the individual toe spots.
Toe socks?
Yes, I don't get those at all. Why? Why do you want that on a sock? It makes no sense. There's no purpose.
Well,
so are you going to pick stuff up with your toes? Are you going to be writing with your toes?
Don has them, and the purpose, the reason that they're there, is the exact same reason Don has kitty cats on her socks, too. They're cute! And she's
a woman.
No,
they're not cute.
Okay, I'm going to back
up
something, though.
There's nothing cute about them.
All right. Like every other feature of my body, my toes are fairly lanky. I'm like a freaking monkey.
I don't want to think about lanky parts of your body.
I'm not dealing with that part, okay? I'm talking about...
No one is dealing with that part.
One person is.
And he's not talking right now.
Yeah, that's Pat's being quiet. But...
F***ing toe shoes.
What if they put the wheel on the toe shoe?
I can pick stuff up with my toes. I can.
So can I.
If there's like a pen or something, I can just like, without even breaking a stride,
I can fucking paint with my left foot. Okay?
I can just like walk
to all.
Pick up the pen, put it in my hand, and keep walking. Like never even break stride.
Yes, I do.
Toe I'm shoe. Sorry. What, Dan? Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I'm,
yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you paint with your left foot, Pat? What's the last thing you paint with your left foot?
Porn.
So.
You know what I didn't have on when I painted it? Toe shoes.
Or anything else.
Yeah, it's true.
He had on a trendy top. No top over it, just the trendy top.
Clothing. The ship has sailed.
Gamer clothing.
Now, Pat, you don't wear black, right?
No, I don't.
Why? Every gamer, what's funny?
I have had this rant before. Right. Okay. Because,
You're in a great
Most gamers, a lot of gamers are fat beards. They're overweight people.
Okay.
Right? So what, and what is their f***ing fashion choice? The hottest f***ing color that you can put on your body.
But it's
black.
Also a slimming
It makes
color.
So f***ing much, hey. It makes so much f***ing sense.
And what's our natural habitat? Inside.
Point chat. Now, the second
Yes,
point-
but all these people, that I also see these f***ers wearing black at the conventions like Gen Con, where guess what, they have to go outside, or guess what, they have to be in the hot convention center.
You have to go outside.
All wearing their black. It's like a goddamn furnace.
There's indoor air conditioned skywalks connecting the entire city. Indianapolis is the city of the future.
You don't have to go outside. I don't. It's amazing.
They're doing it wrong. I mean, you have 40,000 geeks in one place. You're going to get at least like 5,000 doing it wrong.
Well, and stuffed into a room, you're talking about ambient heat. Color's not going to affect that really. That's more of a light thing.
What will affect it, Pat? You would have hated me. There was a time through a good portion of my life where
the bangs, the toe shoes.
Not anywhere.
He hates you so much.
There was a long period of time in my life where I went nowhere without a jacket or a coat on.
Oh, really?
Because
even in the middle of the summer?
Even in the middle of the summer, out in public, outside.
I don't even wear a f-ing jacket when there's snow on the ground.
I'm a large person. I really hated just the way I looked. So I would do that to kind of cover up the stomach. So I always had a coat on. I never felt comfortable without one. I felt too exposed. I would, during the day, inside, outside, whatever, I always had a coat on.
I did my barefoot summer one time.
I recall that.
Yeah. More of the summer is like the fall. Basically, when school let out till when school picked up again.
You went barefoot a lot.
Every single day, barefoot.
Yep. You walked around
everywhere. I would go barefoot in my house,
but that's it. I don't go outside or away from the house barefoot.
I would have sandals like with me, like thrown in the back of a car or something like that. If we had to go to a restaurant, no shoes, no shirt, no service type thing. But if I went into a business like a 7-Eleven or something where you walk in, you grab something and you pay for it and you walk out, I wouldn't put shoes on. And then I went everywhere without shoes. It's actually pretty comfortable.
You know,
dirty feet.
I don't go barefoot like Pat much of anywhere but home or immediately outside my house.
I'll go in my back.
Let
in my
the
yard.
Dogs go to the bathroom.
I won't even go barefoot at home. I always have at least socks on, preferably like house shoes or slippers.
I actually prefer to be barefoot in the house.
Really hot and I'm wearing shorts, just because combat boots and shorts looks kind of stupid.
Shorts were another thing that weren't on my wardrobe.
I wear sandals or flip flops, but I tell you
with
right
socks.
Now, yeah, with socks. Toe socks.
Hideous. With kitties on them that are made of wool.
Right. But
Pat's head just went pop.
That cover up my tramp stamp and muffin top. But I tell you,
Dickie on every head.
The combat boots, Chad, you sold me on those back in like early college.
Yeah.
And they were a winning choice because not only can I walk through all kinds of things, but they are safe.
Yes.
Let me tell you about two things that have befallen me throughout my life that would not have occurred if I had worn combat boots. One of them was I stepped out of a place where I was working and there was concrete and then there was a big, I say big drop, it's several inches of drop off like into a mulch pit. Stepped on it with my foot going lengthwise along the concrete. My left foot bent straight out to the left with like the sole now of my foot now pointing towards my right foot.
Yeah.
That would not have happened in a boot because of the ankle support. I would have fallen over, but I was seriously about unable to walk for about 2 months. I sprained it so bad. I did all these home tests. They said, if you want to find out whether your foot's broken, it's almost impossible. Even x-rays aren't super accurate in that. But they had these home tests you could do where you press your foot on the wall and you try different movements with it. And based on what does and doesn't cause you pain, they can give you a probability it's broken versus sprain. And the tests all said it was most likely sprain, so I never did anything about it. The second thing was some years back, I was standing in the common grounds that used to be up behind my house. And someone had ditched a board up there that had a bunch of nails through it. And I was just kind of bored. I was sitting there with my foot, just one by one, bending these nails over. Except I was wearing tennis shoes that don't have soles that are nearly as rugged as these combat boots. Went to press down on one nail instead of it bending over. It went straight through my toe. Straight up and out the top side of my shoe. You know what is a freaking miracle? Is
that you still have your toe?
Honestly, yeah. I got home and I was expecting, because man, the whole way home, I was of course limping, but I was freaked out. It's like, I'm going to get home, that toe is going to be destroyed, all this stuff. I was expecting my shoe just to be full of blood. Get home, take the shoe off, take the sock off. It had apparently gone like just through the flesh on the side of the toe.
Oh, it got you on the side. It didn't like.
No,
go through
it did go through like.
Yeah,
the toe.
It went through, but didn't go like through center mass. Right, the big toe through the nail.
It's seriously like there was like almost no blood.
Yeah,
just put a little disinfectant and a Band-Aid on it, and it was fine, despite the fact that a nail went completely through the toe. And it wasn't just like, oh, it just hooked the skin. I mean, no, it went through, you know, the main flesh of the toe, but it hardly did anything to me.
See, the only shoe story I have is that the only time I've ever had stitches was because of a shoe. I used to wear an old pair of dress shoes when I was younger, and it was the kind of dress shoes that have the, like, the little metal ring around the eyelet for the, you know, the shoestrings.
Right.
One of those had popped loose and was sticking out, and I'm running down a hill, and my right foot scrapes across my left leg, and that little metal outlet is pushed to the side, and it just slices my leg right open to the point that I had to get stitches from it. And I still, to this day, have a scar on my leg from those stitches.
All right, so here's one I don't judge anyone for unless you still have it, but I'm going to ask, as a kid, did you have any clip-on ties?
No, I do zipper ties.
I didn't.
No, I don't do clip-ons. I do zipper ties.
Zipper ties, yes.
No, I said as a kid.
No, I didn't wear any ties at all.
I got the Wayne Selson presently, so we're going to come back to that.
I didn't start wearing a tie until I worked at a grocery store when I was like 15 or 16.
I didn't wear them often, but I did have clip-on ties as a kid.
I had one as like under 10-year-old.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the way you do it, though, for kids. You don't... Well, I don't believe you buy a child's tie and then tie it on them. You get a clip-on tie.
You cannot exactly expect them on their own to go tie a Windsor knot.
Windsor.
Secondly, if
only Pratt's
most
do
people
full
don't,
Windsor.
I would say most people don't.
Secondly,
tie,
purely
don't even
for
know how to
safety
tie a full
reasons,
Windsor.
They get that stuck in something or whatever. It's better. It's like a safety.
You're absolutely right at this point. They shouldn't have a real tie. It should be a clip-on for kids because of the safety aspect of it.
Police officers, a tie is part of their uniform. They do
clip-on tie because they can be choked by it if they're wrestling with somebody.
That's true.
My job allows me to dress fully casual, so I wear jeans and a t-shirt and whatever. But the few jobs that I've worked within the past 10, 15 years where I wear
judge's robes and a powdered wig. We're very conservative at Purina. Very
Purina tanical.
Yes.
Where I had to wear a tie, I wore a real tie. But Wayne, you're saying you still wear, like, what is a zipper tie? I know what clip-on is.
It's horrible is what it is.
What is a zipper tie?
So
I can imagine.
I never wear ties. I mean, it never comes up. I don't like dressing up.
I don't wear a tie unless either somebody got charged or somebody got killed.
You need a bolo tie. So, and I mean, I'm going to get you a bolo tie.
I have
a turquoise in it.
I have a couple of real ties, but most of my ties, I have 4 or 5 zipper ties. Basically, you slide this thing over you, wrap it around under your collar.
Yeah.
And then there's a little, if you flip it over, there's a zipper there. You zip it up. You cannot tell that it's not a real tie.
Except for the fact it's polyester and looks like dog puke, but
it looks just like a regular tie. I've got 4 of them.
It doesn't look like a nice tie, though.
Actually, it probably does.
No one has ever been able to...
I can see them making
No one has ever been able to tell until I show them. And I show them. Mm-hmm. I don't hide that I wear a zipper tie.
No, you're rather proud of it.
Yeah.
You're a zipper tie booster.
See, Wayne, that is what changed in your life. When you were a kid, you were awkward and tried to compensate, which just made it worse. Now you're awkward and proud. In fact, we should
I'd rather be awkward and proud.
Hey, it is Pride Week, so that's good, Wayne.
Yeah.
Be proud of that.
That is true. I have no problem with sharing any of my old awkward stories or any modern awkward stories. That was a part of who I was. That's a part of who I am now.
You know, I don't have zipper ties or anything quite that awkward. I do still want to wear like geek shirts out in public. Every so often I'm like, you know, man, somebody look at me and think I'm a Poindexter. It's like, you know what? I am way too old to care who thinks I'm cool.
I love my Portal shirt.
Well, dude, Fear the Con this year when we were at the zoo. So there are people on the forums that can bear witness to this. We were standing outside of, I think it was an orangutan exhibit, and I was wearing my Batman shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And this little kid.
Which one?
The regular Batman, not Batman Beyond. Okay. So it's the gray shirt with the black Batman logo. And this little kid, I think it was actually a girl. This little
love Pat's look on his face.
I'm just listening.
This little kid turns around, eyes wide as pie plates. He goes, "Daddy, it's Batman."
And you're like, "Flux!"
Stan got the biggest hard on.
I have never had a prouder moment in my life. And I look back at the kid and I said, "That's right." That's all I could think to say was.
And then
crushes dreams.
Yeah.
You tell him the Easter Bunny's not real.
I'm surprised how much I get that when I wear my Spider-Man shirt.
It's Batman.
No, it's Spider-Man. It's I don't have a Batman shirt that fits right now. Actually,
all right. Well, Wayne, tell him the poncho story.
I have have to have told this one before.
I'm sure you have. We need to hear it again. Oh my God. Tell us the poncho story, because I'd love it.
So
I'm a bad Spider-Man shirt. Come on.
No, that's just...
There's a dimension of humor. You've got to be appreciated. That.
No, go ahead, please. Poncho.
Right. Wayne's Awkward Confessions.
So I own a Batman poncho. Just to be clear, this is a full Batman costume poncho. It's got a fake utility belt around it. It's got the symbol. You pull up the head thing. It's got the ears. This was something I bought at
the
Six
Flags.
The
sticky out ears, not just printed on ears.
Oh, they stick out.
Yeah.
So this is something I bought at Six Flags. So I have no problem at all wearing this in public.
Oh, this is great. No, it gets better.
So,
oh, I know.
Keep going.
Chad and I are at the Muni.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is an outdoor theater. Yeah. They do musicals.
Yeah, here
and we're there for the producers. We're watching it. And it starts to rain. So I run out to my car. I grab my Batman poncho. I put it on. I come back in. And then Sarah makes a comment like, I think there's an umbrella in the trunk. And I'm looking over, and Chad and Dawn are sitting over there kind of getting wet. Like, yeah, I'm going to run out to the car, and I'm going to get the umbrella. So I get up. I turn around. A section of the Muni is back there, and they start going, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman. Because the show has stopped at this point.
Wayne.
Because it's raining, the show has stopped.
You know, there's
I had a section of people
singing to me. We're not talking like 2, 3, 5, 10... Not 15, not 20, like 50.
Or 50
people.
There's only one appropriate response that I hope you gave it, which is as soon as they stop, you start going, na 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 me.
If I'd have thought of that.
Now you have. You can use that in the future.
I will, because I have got that before, just never to that degree. When I wear the poncho out, it does get attention, but that was a whole section at the Muni that was singing.
So, Chad, I was telling you this earlier.
Yeah.
On Thursday night, Carl and I did lunch with a guy that you and I went to high school with. The guy
you
named
did
Zach.
Lunch at night. That's
or cool. Dinner. Yeah.
Hey, don't judge.
I'm not. I think that's awesome.
I love breakfast for dinner.
I get up like noon. Yeah. So, you know what? When you're calling, when you're having dinner, I'm having lunch. But we did dinner with the guy we used to go to high school with by the name of Zach. And his wife. Okay.
We're Facebook friends.
Yeah. We got to talk about role playing games and whatnot. Mm-hmm. He said he actually does listen to Fear the Boot. And he's not much of a gamer himself, but he said that he, for a while, was doing an improv theater troupe, or improv comedy troupe, more specifically, here in St. Louis. And they had some trouble making it work, and so he had to move on from that. But I think he said it was somewhere during that, or somewhere during some stuff he was doing that involved performance and theater and whatnot, that he met a guy who was a LARPer. And so this LARPer, who he said he was into some kind of vampire game. It's like 1996, something like that. It'd be Vampire the Masquerade. It, you know, I know exactly what game you're talking about. And he said, well, you know, I was talking about what these games are like. And he says, okay, well, I'll try and explain it to you. And so he takes me to a Denny's. I'm like, no. You are not telling me this story.
Wow.
You actually got pulled by the Dark Lord of Denny's. He took you to Denny's to teach you about LARPing.
Have you ever had a personal lesson by the Dark Lord of Denny's?
No.
No.
And if you're going to be turned, that's the person, right? That's going to turn.
Yeah,
you.
Go big or go home.
That is going big or going home. And I don't know whether this man deserves applause for having shed any sense of human shame and dignity, or if this man should, quite frankly, just be done with himself. I'm not going to suggest he do anything terrible. Just get in a boat, sail off into the sea, and never be seen in these parts again.
No, he'll ride off into legend is what he'll do. So, role-playing game topics. Yeah, we're only, 51 minutes into this non-bonus episode.
It's been 3 months since we did a bonus episode. So this just became a bonus episode.
It's been even longer
just
than
now.
That.
Just now. Just this minute it became a bonus episode.
Yeah, I realized kind of at the 50-minute-ish mark.
So now the f***s aren't going to get beeped out from this point on.
Oh, thank God.
F*** you.
No, I still bleep that because we get
That's true.
Almost in too many places.
Yeah, that's why.
There's too many different outlets that resource our stuff, so I have to.
I tell you what, you need to come on Kicked in the Dice Bag, Stan, and you need to drop like an F-bomb. Just be like, Yuck! And then, you know.
I got to think of something to get on Kick the Dice Space about. Something really I want to grind an axe on.
Go for it.
But not something where I'm going to regret. Like, it's going to be like, this is just going to haunt me as a pointless controversy the rest of my life. I'm going to have a Mel Gibson moment or whatever. And
you share your deep, dark secrets about the Indonesian people or what?
The browner peoples of the world.
Okay, so anyway, next time we do have several topics related to gaming that we will talk about on a gaming podcast in the future. But
totally not this
Thank you guys so much for tuning in for this entire episode on clothing.
So let me ask you this. Through your whole life, all of it, from when you were a kid up to now, doesn't matter.
Right.
What is your one single favorite item of clothing you ever wore?
You know, it would not be fashionable now.
Of course, yeah, that's fine.
But
yeah,
it was back in the 80s.
Sure.
I had a t-shirt from Florida, which is funny because at that point in my life, I had never been to Florida. I don't even remember where this came from. It's a hard color to describe. I want to say it was a bright green, but if you picture bright green, it's not that bright green. It's like kind of almost like a fluorescent yellowish green. It looked really cool within the context of 1980s fashion. To wear it today, no, there's no way in hell. But of all the items of clothing I've owned, it would be that. Well, you said clothing, not accessories.
Yeah, accessories are fine.
All right, if you're in accessories, that one's an easy one. Snake pendant. Silver snake on a leather cord. Lost the original one, but managed to find who makes them and now have a new one. So
it's an easy answer for me, too. It's my trench coats. Mm-hmm. Any one of the three of them. Besides the fact that they're warm, they're comfortable, there is something hard to explain how cool it feels to be standing outside with the wind blowing and feeling it blowing in the wind. It is the closest an adult can get to wearing a cape.
At least you didn't do that walking against the wind.
It is absolutely the closest an adult can get to wearing a cape in public.
I hate that.
I'm with you, Wayne, back when I wore trench coats, and I may still wear one again someday. I have several. I just don't wear them that often.
Occasionally, you leave it unbuttoned, even though you probably should button it, just so the wind will catch
it. I was actually pricing a bulletproof one because of where I work, but now that I'm moving jobs, it's not an issue anymore.
A bulletproof trench coat?
Oh, yeah, they exist.
Oh, yes.
That's Kevlar?
Dan, I work in the hood, and I wouldn't buy a bulletproof
No, Chad, compare French. Your neighborhood to the one I work in.
Collapsing buildings and crime everywhere.
Dude, I drove home past a guy who was walking down the street with a pistol in his hand as casually as if it was a freaking umbrella. I have watched a carjacking. We saw a shooting in front of the hospital down the street because the shooting started at a different hospital.
Man, those preschoolers are rough.
I know, man.
Pat, what's your answer to Chad's question? Toe shoes?
Toe shoes.
Wolf
I had Hong. Probably my favorite that I remember. I had a t-shirt that I got. It was a
toe shoe.
It was no, it wasn't. It was a Germany t-shirt. I got it. I remember I got it at Epcot Center when I was like 14. I wore it for years until literally it was threadbare and wore it. And I still have it in my closet. I kept it.
Sounds like a very trendy
It was just a t-shirt. It was
I know you got to be like me in this regard. Do you have several shirts that you keep because you like what's on them but will not wear for fear of wearing them out?
Yes.
I have a bunch of those.
Yeah.
No.
I have probably half a dozen shirts that I keep purely as collector's items because of what's on them, but I will never actually wear them.
I've got one that, just for pure memory's sake, was a plane pull. It was a charity event where a batch of us are out there, and they basically put the plane in neutral, and you all grab the rope, and you pull the plane across the runway. The shirt doesn't fit, but I will keep it to this day just for the memories.
I have one when I graduated high school. I have one that has Annapoon and Unipoom on it, which I no longer get anymore.
Yeah, you shouldn't wear that.
I have one that I got from that Bob Widerman guy.
Yeah,
the guy that does the military
nose art type
the
stuff.
The bomber nose art sort of stuff. I got one from him.
I've got a couple and I wear those.
The one that I have had for the longest and never worn was when I was in high school. And Tex was in college. He knew a girl. This is long before Cafe Press and all that. He knew a girl that would custom airbrush shirts.
Oh,
and she airbrushed a shirt that had
boobies?
The Warhammer from the cover of Battletech on it.
Oh, nice.
Really excellent job. I mean, she did an outstanding job. I have never worn it once because I don't care to wear it or wash or do anything that would fade out the airbrush.
I still want my Glitter Boy t-shirt that doesn't exist.
All right, so Chad, what was your favorite piece of clothing? Then we're going to cut this one out.
I think I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. I had a green olive drab t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
No clue where I got it, where it came from. It just was in my life one day. And, remember, I'm 8 or 9 years old. and it said like Airborne or something on it, and it had like a skull, or it said Green Berets or something mm-hmm. like that. Had a skull with a Green Beret, and then there was like a parachute or something like that on it, and then it said, you know, death before dishonor, or kill them all like I'm sort them out, or some slogan like that on there. I mean, I was like 9 years old, and it had a skull, and it was a military t-shirt, and it was an actual, it wasn't like random military, it was like whatever the special forces was, and then the slogan of that special forces.
I don't think it's Airborne. I think Airborne has an eagle head on it, isn't it?
Something like that. Well, and then there's a whole bunch of different Airborne.
They will tell us.
But there is one that has a skull. I can't. You at least knew the purpose of that shirt when I had no idea what my Palmia shirt meant.
And it's who you wanted to get together with Soku in the next episode.
I don't even know who Soku is.
I'm just making Japanese names up because all these damn shows that everybody's watching that I'm not, it's like, oh, there's this girl and this girl, and we have to, it's like the Tifa and Eris thing, except it's carrying on now in every damn Japanese cartoon that is out there. What's the girl in Avatar? He's torn between, what was it?
Which Avatar?
I don't know.
The new one.
The new?
Korra and Aeodis or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
It's all that BS is constantly going on, and that's just what Palmia, that's what it sounds like to me.
I think it's a tie.
It sounds like the smoke bender he should be getting together with.
Smoke bender? God, you are a noob!
I know.
Just shut your whore mouth!
I know it's the elements. I intentionally made that up just
damn it! Day.
There are people who are grabbing at their iPods right now, and we're thinking the same thing that they are.
It's like all the...
Oh, God! That's what like they're saying
Firefly.
Right now.
Firefly, I just can't stand with all the brown shirts. So...
You know what my problem with Firefly is?
No, I don't, because I don't want to get the mail. So, as for
it got canceled 10 years ago, people! Move the f*** on! Sorry. Continue.
And how far are you with Doctor Who right now?
I am...
You want to talk 10 years ago?
Three.
Just say it.
And it's still going on.
So...
Guinness Book of World Records. Left its mark on society, unlike Firefly.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We will catch you
and
next time.
And sticking with us
through
the end of this one.
Yeah, for sticking with us through this one. And if you didn't, you're not here to hear it anyway,
no.
So you don't get the thanks.
Half the people stopped listening midway through, and then we lost all four of our female
listeners. You know who's going to love this episode?
Who?
That one guy.
I don't get that joke. Get it.
So thank you guys for tuning in. We will catch you next time with some regular topics. Between now and then, have a great week and great games, and we will talk to you later.
When are we getting our Pat soundboard?